Good morning. This is Brother Steve Fisher with your daily inspiration this morning. I could talk a little bit of this morning about the quietness and the need in our life as Christians to have times of quietness where we are kind of shut off from our busy schedules and things like that and have time where we can just focus on our meditations. seems like in our day there's so much noise all around us. You know, we have the televisions, computers, music players, and all those kind of things that are constantly making noise. And in many places, people's house, it is always on. There's always something, some background noise going on. And it's just, I think it's very needful for us as believers to just shut that off sometimes and just be quiet. I realized that here recently when I was went to a bookstore and I kind of went back to a back corner where it was a very quiet place. There was nobody in that area, and just looking through some of the books. And I just all of a sudden felt the presence of the Lord in that place of quietness, where I realized that I had not had that real quietness recently, and just really realized the need for that again. Looking at 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 11, here's where Elijah was chased away from by after the event on Mount Carmel. He ran out into the wilderness there, and he was waiting to hear from the Lord there. But then he says, verse 11 there, he said, "Go forth and stand upon a mountain before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice." It was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle, and he went out and stood in the entering in of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" I think sometimes we make the mistake of thinking that when we go somewhere and we see all kinds of noise and we see all kinds of things happening and people, you know, maybe loud music and people speaking in tongues and all those other things that we see, sometimes we think that that's an indication that God is here. And some of those things are not necessarily always bad things, but here we have the earthquake, we have the strong wind, and we have the earthquake, and we have the fire, and each one of those, God was not in that, but then he came in a still small voice, just speaking to our hearts. I thought also of Psalms 23, where it talks about first couple verses there. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." And I like that picture. It's a picture of coming away, relaxing, lying down in green pastures, and going by still waters, a place of quietness. And there's a couple of verses in Isaiah that talk about quietness as well. Isaiah 30, verse 15, and I love the picture here as well. "For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, and ye would not." Here's, again, just you know, realizing the need for us to kind of come away sometimes. And, you know, just sometimes we have been feel the need to kind of prove ourselves. And you know, to do that, you know, maybe we need to be saying something, or we need to be doing something, or whatever. But here it's, in returning and rest shall you be saved, and in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. Quietness and confidence. Chapter 32, verse 17 is also, and the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. Again, I believe it's so needful for us to see that need, you know, to be quietness, for quietness sometimes, and just, you know, in quietness and assurance forever. I like, again, like that picture there of, if there's an assurance there, there's not a need to make a lot of noise, but there's a confidence in that place of quietness before the Lord. So, just, would encourage everyone to just have those times of quietness, whether you, you know, have a quiet room in your house, or whether you go to the library and you find a quiet place there reading, or whether you go out to the woods or by the river sometime, someplace or something like that, and just find a quiet place where you can meditate and read and undistracted by all the noise. I even find sometimes that, you know, there's times when my office here is completely quiet, but when I'm in my office, I'm all around all kinds of other distractions. You know, I'm in my place of business, and it reminds me of things that need to be done and things that are clamoring for my attention. And so even that sometimes is not quiet enough. There's too much other things there wanting my attention. So God bless you. May the Lord give you that peace and quietness in your heart.